from KQED.
Back in December, a deep freeze settled on the state. Most of us got away unscathed, but not California's $2 billion citrus crop. A lot of fruit was damaged. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has the story from a packing house near Fresno.
The company called Cecilia Packing sits, appropriately enough, just outside the Fresno County town of Orange Cove. Naval oranges roll on giant conveyor belts across a vast warehouse where a machine equipped with special camera sensors weighs and sorts the fruit. Freeze-damaged fruit is lighter because it's more dried out.
If it's heavy, then it's not frozen. If it's lighter, we've got more air in it, dryness, then we tell that piece of fruit that it has to go directly to juice.
David Roth is the general manager of this packing house, which boxes up oranges for stores like Walmart and Costco. He says if freeze-damaged oranges are turned into juice, the farmer only earns about a dollar per 40-pound box of fruit, compared to about $10 for a box of fresh citrus. The fruit that makes it through the sorting machine gets a second set of eyes. 68-year-old Baudelia Cardona is among a crew of women who inspect each orange, tossing the freeze-damaged ones into a bin. The orange turns over on the conveyor belt, she says, so we can tell quickly if it's rotting, cracked, or marked from the ice. Cardona's been sorting fruit for 25 years. She knows there's plenty of work right now, but worries she and other farm workers may be out of a job for longer than usual this summer if the packing season is shorter because there's less fruit to sell after the freeze. Citrus industry officials are still reluctant to put a definitive number on the damage. Some citrus packers like Roth estimate they've lost at least a quarter of their crop. Gauging the full cost of the freeze could take months. That's because you can't always tell whether fruit is frozen by just looking at it. You have to slice open some samples. Warehouse manager David Roth takes a pocket knife to a Caracara navel, the kind that's pink inside. He pulls apart the segments to check the juice sacs.
And then we split the fruit in half. And then when we pull it open, you will find good, clean, white edges, or you will find a tad of frost. And this is frozen and drying. That is damaged goods.
And if farmers continue to find damaged fruit, consumers could see a slight spike in the price of a fresh, unblemished orange this year. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.